The brain. The brain is the most complicated part of the human body. And yet, less is known about it than any other part. It is quite small. A normal human brain weighs about 1 kilogram. And a bigger brain does not mean a better brain. The surface area of the cortex, the outside part, is more important than the actual size of the brain. Over the centuries, the cortex has grown, and it is now deeply folded in order to provide a larger surface area without requiring a greater total volume. The brain receives information from the outside world through the sensory system. This information is gathered through the eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth, and the surface of the body. It is then stored in the memory, which has a tremendous capacity. In fact, scientists do not fully understand how the memory works. But they have not shown that there is any limit to the amount of information that the human brain can store. Also, it appears that the information is never lost. Very old people often remember incidents from their childhood, which have not come to their minds for 60 to 70 years. If we have stored something in our memory, it is there. But can we get it out again to use it? That is the difficulty. Some of the information we receive only goes into the short-term memory. We only keep this information for a minute or two, then we lose it. School children in class often seem to use only the short-term memory if they are not interested in the subject. School teachers have a description for this, saying that things go in one ear and out the other. But if a child is interested, he puts the information in his long-term memory, and he never loses it. Though, of course, there are times when he cannot recall it. The brain sends instructions to the body through the motor system. This tells the arms and the legs to move, the eyes to focus, the hands to open and close, the jaw to move up and down, etc. Through the motor system, we can even control our breathing for a short time, but not for long. It is very difficult, however, to make the body do something that is bad for it. Try to cut yourself with a knife or burn yourself with a match, and you will find it is very difficult to do. There is a third system which the brain controls, but not consciously. This is called the homeostatic system. Through this system, the brain tells the heart how fast to beat. It tells the digestive system how much food to absorb. And it tells the glands in the body when to sweat, salivate, etc. This we cannot normally control, though some fakir or Hindu mystics in the East have claimed that they can control parts of the homeostatic system. So, the brain is a complex and delicate part of the human organism. And, in addition to the three systems that have been mentioned, the brain is able to work in special ways. It can use the information that is stored in it to think creatively, allowing the human race to make astonishing scientific, artistic, and technical progress. It will be a long time before a computer is invented that can do this, because imagination is a very difficult thing to build into integrated circuits and silicon chips.